Canyon. That was Golden Lady of the Canyon. And before that, Invisible Soldier. Both of those taken from Sugar Ray Rayford's new CD, In Too Deep. And that was available as of Friday, the 4th of March. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's take a look through history and see what happened in the worlds of blues, jazz, and related subjects. And we'll start with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week, today being the 6th of March. Birthday for, look at that, Phil Alvin of the Blasters, born 1953 down in Los Angeles. Guitarist Furry Lewis, born 1893 in Greenwood, Mississippi. Wes Montgomery, legend of the jazz guitar, just a beautiful sound. Born 1923 down in Indianapolis. Happy birthday to Walter Trout, born 1951 in Ocean City, New Jersey. Red Volkert, also born 1958 in Vancouver. And a longtime guitarist for Merle Haggard, great player too. Bob Wills, born 1905 in Hall County, Texas. And the 6th has a couple of sad ones too. A couple of people who passed. Little Charlie Beatty passed on this date back in 2020, just 2 years ago. He was 66 years old. King Floyd, you know him from the song Groove Me. He passed in 2006. He was 61 years old. Alvin Lee of 10 Years After passed in 2013 at the age of 68. Moving on to the 7th, we have birthday for evidence recording artist Chico Banks, another gentleman that we actually lost too early as well. Born in 1962 in Chicago. Ernie Isley of the Isley Brothers, born 1952 in Cincinnati. Townes Van Zandt, born 1944 in Fort Worth, Texas. And Peter Wolf of the J. Geils Band, born 1946 in the Bronx. A few people who passed on the 7th, we had bass player Big Crawford, passed in 1956, he was 64 years old. Harmonicist Paul DeLay passed in 2007 at the age of 55. Lowell Folsom passed in 1999 at the age of 77. And Ali Farka Touré passed at the age of 67. Moving to the 8th of March, we have birthdays for Bob Brosman, born 1954 in New York City. Keith Hartley, born 1944 in Preston in the UK. Mississippi John Hurt, although I think there's some discussion about whether or not the date is accurate for him. Born in 1892 in Mississippi. Mish Love, happy birthday, Mish, born 1981. I don't have a place for her. Jazz guitar great Gabor Szabo, born 1936 in Budapest. And happy birthday to Sonny Wolf. His birthday is this week as well, born in 1972. I think he's from Montreal. We'll take credit for him anyway. Why not? Let's see. And on the 8th, that's the day that Billy Eckstein passed. He was back in 1993. He was 78 years old. And Bugs Henderson, a great guitar player, passed in 2012 at the age of 69. And Willie King passed in 2009 at the age of 66. Moving to the 9th, we have a birthday for, let's see, Saul Bihari. Co-founder of the modern RPM labels, born 1920 in St. Louis, Missouri. Selwyn Birchwood, one of the new stars on the Alligator roster, born 1985 in Orlando, Florida. Ornette Coleman, born 1930 in Fort Worth, Texas. Harrison Kennedy, born 1942. He's out of Hamilton, as is Richard Newell, better known as King Biscuit Boy, born 1944, also out of Hamilton. And the 9th marks the passing of sax man Tommy Douglas, who was the clarinetist and sax player and arranger for Julia Lee, passed in 1965 at the age of 58. Let's see, on the 10th of March, we have birthdays for Bix Beiderbecke, born 1903 in Davenport, Iowa. Buddy DeBarge, born 1955 in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Another great guitar player, Ronnie Earl, born 1953 down in New York City. Pianist Dave Maxwell, born 1950 in Waltham, Massachusetts. John Namath, Blind Pig recording artist, well, recording a lot of people. Harmonicist and great vocalist, born 1975 in Boise, Idaho. And the singer of Laverne Baker, back in 1997, she was 67 years old. Guitarist Eddie Lang, passed in 1985 at the age of 49. And one of our own, Michel Daddy Man Napier, passed in 2010. He was 55 years old. On the 11th of March, now we have birthdays for Mercer Ellington, born 1919 in Washington, D.C. Harmonica Khan, born 1934, somewhere in North Carolina. Flaco Jimenez, who you caught him playing chicken skin music with Ry Cooder, born 1939 in San Antonio, Texas. Guitarist Harvey Mandel, born 1945 in Detroit. Bobby McFerrin, born 1950 in New York City. And a couple of people who passed. We just mentioned Harmonica Khan. He also passed on that day in 2005. He was 71 years old. And Sonny Terry passed in 1986 at the age of 74. And the final date for this week is the 12th of March. And we have a birthday for Leonard Chess of Chess Records, born 1917 in Poland. Mark Dufresne of Roomful of Blues, born 1953 in Kansas City. Jesse the Lone Cat Fuller, born 1896 in Jonesboro, Georgia. He was a cantankerous old guy. He's one of the first guys who set up his panel van as a kind of an RV, you know, where he used to sleep in the top of it and everything. Let's see. The founder of Blues Unlimited magazine, Mike Ledbetter, 42 in India. Our only recording artist, Robert Overstreet, born 1949 in Dickinson, Louisiana. And Bill Payne, who played keyboards in Little Feat, born 1949 in Waco, Texas. And this day marks the passing of a couple of greats. Rocky Charles, who we met here back when we did that big New Orleans Exchange thing with at the Jazz Fest. He passed in 2010 at the age of 67. And Charlie Parker passed in 1955 at the age of 34. Other events from the week, let's see. 6th of March, 1959, Fats Domino appeared on TV. He sang When the Saints Come Marching In, and that's kind of not the usual kind of song you caught on Dick Clark's American Bandstand, but that's where it was. 7th of March, 1950, Tampa Red recorded another version of his popular 1930s tune, Love Her With a Feeling. He had Johnny Jones, Ransom Noling, and Odie Payne, which was the lineup that later became synonymous with Elmore James. And we'll be hearing that in just a little bit. On the 8th of March, 1935, Lucille Bogan was recording in New York City under the name Bessie Jackson. She recorded what would be her final recording, Skin Game Blues, and she had Walter Roland, her frequent accompanist, playing piano on that one, and we'll be starting the history set with that. 9th of March, 1957, Blue Monday by Fats Domino peaked at number 5 on the pop single charts. 10th of March, 1949, Arthur Big Boy Crudup recorded his version of Dust My Broom. And in 1952, T-Bone Walker was in the studio. He recorded a couple of big ones here. Party Girl, Love is Just a Gamble, High Society, and Lolly Lou. Did that for Imperial Records in L.A. And we'll be hearing Love is Just a Gamble in a little bit. 11th of March, 1935, Fats Waller, recorded a remarkable 29 songs in New York City. Most of them were released on his Master's Voice label. And on the 12th of March, 1952, another one that we'll be hearing soon, Arby Sidham recorded Mr. Commissioner, did that for the Chess label in Chicago. Let's start this off. Let's go back to 1935. You're in the studio with Walter Roland and Lucille Bogan, and here she is with Skin Game Blues.
Knitting a bed. dollar too. Come back to me, got a dollar or two. I want him to go back to that skin game and see what he can do. If my man, he could only win my money back. If my man could only win my money back, I would take a walk downtown, buy me a brand new pair of shoes and hat.
Good women, don't start hanging round. If you ain't got no dough, you'd better jar the ground. All her babies live in town, and she won't be back no more. I'm gonna throw away the key, baby, and put a lock on my front door. Everybody tells me all women I have to do, all they do is jive me and keep asking me for more. Cause my baby's leaving town and she won't be back no more. I'm gonna throw away the key, baby, and put a lock on my front door. Not one of those unhip guys. Don't play me cheap, baby, cause I'm jive-proof wise. Yes, my baby's leaving town, and she won't be back no more. I'm gonna throw away the key, baby, and put a lock on my front door.
Say just what you wanna say. Love is just a gamble. Say just what you wanna say. Nice and sweet if you're a winner. If you lose, it's a debt that's hard to pay. Can't you see love is a gamble? It makes headlines in the news. It makes headlines in the news. always been unlucky. All I ever did in life was lose. Once I gambled on romance, just when I thought I had it won. Once I gambled on romance, just when I thought I had it won. Told me goodbye, pretty papa. I was only having fun.
Is available for all your special occasions. Come get a taste of authentic Jamaican cuisine prepared by none other than Montreal's top chef, Lloydie. You can also come sample our homemade natural juices. You can pick up, you can dine in, or you can also have it delivered directly to your home by Skip the Dishes or Uber Eats. We also offer catering and hall rentals for all your special occasions. Caribbean Food Factory, 5311 de Maisonneuve West on the corner of the Carry. You can link us 514-481-2444 by email at foodfactorycaribbean@gmail.com.
C'est Anthony Gomes et vous écoutez Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue en CKUT FM 90.3. Vive le blues!
And they put the cop in jail because she loved him with a feeling. She loved him with a feeling. She loved him with a feeling. Or she won't love at all.
Everybody, hold it. The meeting has come to order. Brother Stedham is here to tell you all about it. Tell him, Brother Stedham.
Hey, Mr. Commissioner. Do you know what you're doing? You're breaking up the numbers racket and driving the poor people around. Don't you know? Mr. Commissioner, man, don't you know? Mr. Commissioner, man, don't you know, man, you're not gonna pull people out of a whole lot of dough. You say buy a stamp if you wanna stay in the race. When the cats buy the stamp, the police raid their place. Now, Lord, don't you know? Mr. Commissioner, man, now, don't you know? Mr. Commissioner, now, don't you know, man, you're not gonna pull people out of a whole lot of dough. Now, some books went down, they just couldn't stand. But one bunch stuck by you, that's a Hawthorn and 20 grand. Now, don't you know? Mr. Commissioner, now, don't you know? Mr. Commissioner, now, don't you know? You're not gonna pull me out of a whole lot of dough. Now, the little old skipper pays $80 for a nickel. The old folks used to catch it, boy, and they sure was tickle. Man, now, don't you know? Mr. Commissioner, man, now, don't you know? Mr. Commissioner, man, now don't you know, man, you're not gonna pull people out of a whole lot of dough. And knocked out the numbers racket, the whole world started to moan. Like when President Roosevelt died, they knew something good was gone. Now, don't you, Mr. Commissioner, now, don't you, Mr. Commissioner, man, now, don't you know, man, you're not gonna pull people out of a whole lot of dough. Now, people, I've told you, and I've got plenty of witness. You can always get your gig in, man, in a bus cab and jitney, man, now, don't you know, Mr. Commissioner, man, now, don't you know, Mr. Commissioner, now, don't you know, man, you're not gonna pull people out of a whole lot of dough. Now once they knocked out the Hawthorne at 20 grand, you couldn't stand. Everybody thought it was gone, but the Hawthorne came back. I don't.
Sigur Rós, the Icelandic sensation from Reykjavik, back in Montreal, June 10th at Place des Arts. Tickets on sale now at evenco.ca. Do not miss Sigur Rós live in concert.
Hi, this is Jeff Dale, and you're listening to Montreal's longest-running blues radio show, Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue, CKUT-FM 90.3.
Thank you. Trying to keep it together. surprised by the truth that she was out all night. She got drunk, late and tall. My baby hurt me to my soul. She cut me to the bone. I was your fool for so long. I finally graduated. Thank God I came to my senses, for I got to take it. Love is a blessing and should be celebrated, not just another burden to be tolerated. Out all night, gonna get drunk, late and stoned. Yes, I am. My baby hurt me to my soul. She cut me to the bone. Let me play my guitar.
Birchwood, and I got drunk, laid, and stoned from his CD, Living in a Burning House. Selwyn, by the way, is nominated for 2 Blues Music Awards this year. He's up for Contemporary Blues Male Artist of the Year, and he's also got Song of the Year for I'd Climb Mountains. Let's see, before that, we heard from Meech Love. Happy birthday, Meech. And that was Bad Day from her eponymously titled CD. Little Charlie and Organ Grinder Swing, and that was the title track to their CD, Skronky Tonk. I believe that was probably the last CD he put out, a full album anyway, before he passed. And let's see, King Biscuit Boy before that, and his 1971 recording of You Done Tore Your Playhouse Down. I love that one. That's such blues poetry. Lowell Folsom, and that was a lucky find for Jeff Dale, who was accompanying him on that. That was a set of tapes that he just, he found them. He's sorting out a bunch of old tapes and found out, look, we recorded some old Lowell Folsom shows that we did with him. And that was You're Gonna Miss Me, and the tape is just called, the CD is just called Lowell Folsom Live. Before that, we heard Arby Stidham and his 1952 recording, Mr. Commissioner. I got that out of the Chess Blues box set. Let's see, before that, Tampa Red and his 1950 recording of Love Her With a Feeling, with most of Elmore James' band accompanying him on that. Laverne Baker before that, I got that from Atlantic Blues Vocalists, and Gimme a Pigfoot, that's from 1957. We had T-Bone Walker and a tune recorded in 1952, just during this week, and Love is Just a Gamble. Tommy Douglas, who was the horn player and arranger for Julia Lee, from a compilation Kansas City Blues. We heard his 1949 recording of Leaving Town Blues. And we kicked that off with the great Lucille Bogan, all accompanied by Walter Roland on the piano, for Skin Game Blues from 1935. Hey, you know, there's live music around again. And, I'm not going to tell you what to do if you... I don't know what the rules are going to be, but the day you decide to go out and see something live. But, you know, just in case, if they ask you for a mask or they ask you for a vaccine passport, just play along. Be nice. You know, it's they're going to see that it's important to you. And please get yourself vaccinated and take care. Let's see, if you want to go out the way and see some live music, here are some of your best bets for the week. Let's see, coming up tomorrow, You get to see Angel Forrest if you're in Quebec. She's going to be at the Théâtre Petit Champlain, and actually there's going to be three opportunities to see her this week. She's in a few venues. We'll get to that in a little bit. Let's see, coming up on Wednesday, Walker and Wild going to be live at Le Petit Marche at 5035 St. Denis Street. Oh, I think I skipped one here, didn't I? Oh, yeah, coming up also on Monday, Patrick Hutchinson is at Le Petit Marche doing his Scratchy Lundi. And that's an early show, though, 5 till 8 o'clock, so you have to be out early for that one. Let's see, coming up on Thursday, Brian Tyler is bringing his L'Histoire du Blues show to the Centre d'Art La Petite Église in St. Eustache. And he's got a few of those coming up over the next little while. So it's supposed to be a great show. So it's a good one to see. And a nice venue to catch it in, too. Coming up on Thursday also, Melody and the Mellotones is going to be at the Brasserie La Barbière at 2137 Rosemont. And they do their swing thing in there. And you're also invited to jam along with them after. They'll do a set and then invite up some people to play. So that's a fun thing to do, too, if you can plan to play some swing. Let's see. Also on Thursday, Essential Harmonica Technique with Carlos Del Junco is an online thing as part of the Long and McQuaid Learning Series. I'll be posting the website to that, but the link for that. But you can go to Long and McQuaid's website and see their learning series, and you'll find it right in there as well. Let's see, coming up on Friday at the Theatre Rialto, Legend of Motown, is they have a 16-piece cast with singers and musicians, and they perform a live look and sound-alike tribute to the Legend of Motown. That's on Friday. Also on Friday, if you head a little bit to the north, Pete Dumoulin au Centre Joliette, Centreville Joliette, at the restaurant Centreville at 425 Notre-Dame in Joliette. And I'll bet you that my old buddy Dave Elborn will probably be playing guitar with him. Let's see, also on Friday, another, as I mentioned, Angel Forrest. She's this time going to be at the Théâtre du Marais de Valmorin. Another little drive for you there. Also coming up on Saturday, Edwin Orion Brownell, you know, he does a lot of online events, and this time he's doing one here for the Ukraine Benefit Concert. It's in conjunction with one of the doctor services that's helping people there in that war-torn country at the moment. So he's going to be looking for contributions to that as well. You can get to him on his Facebook page. Look up Edwin Orion, and you'll get that. Also on Saturday, Angel Forrest is doing her other show this week at the Théâtre Lac Brome in Knowlton. So there's your third opportunity for that. Let's check out the bar scene over at the Bistro Jojo on St. Denis Street. It's Sunday, so André Duprey and Jean Millard were handling the early part of the evening, but by now they're into La Messe Jojo this week with the Marc Fecteau Band. They'll be closed Monday and Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, Marc Fecteau is back in. Thursday, Mick Martel does the 5-9, followed by Joe Hell. Friday is Alan McElkern, followed by Matt Gibb. And then on Saturday, Caleb Taylor, followed by Mick Martel. And that brings us full circle to next Sunday with the André Dupré Jean Millard, followed by La Messe à Jojo. At the Upstairs Bar over on Mackay Street on Thursday, Don Tyler Watson is in a blues trio format, two shows, 7:30 and 9:30. Let's see, I don't see any blues at Brutopia this week. They had live music all week long, but none of it's blues this week. So, maybe John O'Townsend, you can get something out of him. That's going to be on Friday night. And they have open mic on Sunday, so you can be your own blues band for that time. Let's see, you have to wait a little bit later on in the week. In the month, I say, when Shane Murphy will be playing there and Pat Loisel will be in as well. So that'll be more fun for the blues fans. Modavi, though, you have some blues in there when Dwayne Dixon takes the stage on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. He's also in there on Sundays, and Graham Chambers does some blues on Friday and or Saturday. We move on now. I think we're going to the jam nights. That's right. As I said, Brutopia Sunday nights. They're still got open mic night in there. Duffy's is back with their jam, and they're at 1060 Heron Road Wednesday night. The host will be Derek Falls. Mariposa Le Café at 5434 also has their open mic night on Thursdays. You have to get there early by 6:30, I think it is, to get your 6:25 is when they pull the draw. So try to be there before 6, they say, and get your name in the hat. And they pull that out of the hat to get your appearance and your time in the lot. So good luck with that. If you want to take a little drive for a jam, you can go to the Atlantic Pub and Eatery in Alexandria. They have a back line in there, drums, two guitar amps, bass amp, and mic, and you can bring your own if you want. And we have to wait until Brasserie Legionique starts theirs back up again in March 18th. They'll be back with Mike Trudell and Midnight Breeze handling it. As I said, you have a couple of chances to catch Angel Forest this week. Monday at the Théâtre Petit Champlain in Quebec. Friday at the Théâtre du Marais de Valmorin. And Saturday at the Théâtre Lac Brome. So there's your three opportunities here. And I'm going to leave you with a chance to listen to her right now. I don't have her new Angels 11 Volume 2 yet. So I'll go back to her her previous one. Her last CD before that was Hellbent with Grace. And here she is with Ain't No Doubt. Have a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
A new day with a mindful heart, nothing but good intention right from the start. With every breath I've been releasing all my doubt. The third eye shack, we're gonna bring it to a higher ground.
to Ill Groove Garden.
Welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden. It is I, the capital Z-I-P, Stephen Ziplock Hennessy from March the 6th, 2022. The first for March. That's right. Hopefully spring ahead. Everything going on. Actually, got to pick up my boy DJ Blaster. Was out down in Oka at the Green Room. Yeah, man. Listen, if you want to get your gas cheap and get your gas, get it all up there. That's right. Each and every Sunday, my boy DJ Blaster is up there. So go check it out. Gas prices right now is kind of crazy. But on that same kind of vibe, we got the Bud Sisters anniversary coming up next week. That's right, on a Saturday. We're doing it live on Zoom. More information, check me out on IG, Z-I-P-L-O-K-S. And, of course, DJ Blaster each weekday at noon on Twitch. He's also got a special interview with Duchess from Toronto, plus DJ Mystical Flex to end it off. And I got a spotlight on some of the artists that had just released some music that was taking advantage of the Super Bowl and the Versus spotlight, like Mary J., Dr. Dre, KRS-One. Plus, we got this new Kanye documentary out on Netflix. Definitely go check that out. I got some tunes from that whole era. So keep it locked to 90.3 FM.
You're listening.